Today's shiur is the Masechet Pesachim on Daf Chavav. We will begin with the last two words on the third line of Daf Chavav, Amar Abaya. Yesterday we learned two explanations of the machlokas between Abaya and Rava concerning, for example, enjoying the smell of an Avodah Zorah. According to the first version, the machlokas of Abaya and Rava were in Aliba de Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the one who holds that Dover Shein Mischaven is mutter. If someone does not have kavana, he does not have intent, in this case of smelling the smell of the psalmim of the spices of the Avodah Zorah. And the Machlok Zabayvaro was in a case of Efshir Veloikom Mechaven. There was no intent. However, the person had an option to go a different route, and he decided to go on this route. And the question was, would Rav Shimon in that case consider it prohibited usur or not? Abaya said that since it's loika mechaven, even though it's efshir, Rav Shimon's opinion is that ena mischaven is mutter. And Rava said that Rav Shimon's opinion that ena mischaven is mutter is only in a case of loy efshir, where I have no other alternative. But where I have an alternative and I decide to do it in a way that I can have Hanoah from the smell of the Avodah Zorah, then Rav Shimon would agree that it is Asur. The Ikkadi Amri, the second opinion in the Machlokas between Abaye and Rava, said that the Machlokas is not in Rav Shimon, but rather it's in Rav Yehuda. And it's not in a case of Efshir v'loika mechaven, but rather it's in a case of Loy Efshir v'ka mechaven, where the person has no alternative route to go. He must go on this route, and at the same time, Kamachavan, he does have Kavana to smell and enjoy the smell of the Avodah Zarah. Abai's opinion is that in Loy Efshir v'Kamachavan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will remain Mutter, and Abai's reasoning is because we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Efshir is the main criteria, because Rav Yehuda says in Efshir, where you do have an alternative route, and you decide to go on the route where you're going to smell the Avodah Zarah, it makes no difference whether it's Loy Mechaven or whether it's Mechaven. In either case, it will be Usur. The person will have done a prohibition. So we see that from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda prohibits in a case of Efshir and Veloika Mechaven, even though you don't have any Kavana, that the main criteria is Efshir. And therefore, Abaye's opinion is that when it's Loy Efshir, where you have no alternative, then Rabbi Yehuda would permit it even if you had Kavana, because the main criteria is Efshir. So according to Abaye, it comes out that if it's Efshir, it makes no difference whether it's Mechaven or not Mechaven, and it's Usur. And according to Abaya in Rav Yehuda, when it's Loy Efshir, it makes no difference whether it's Mechaven or not Mechaven, it will be Mutter. Rava disagrees with this, and Rava says, then when does Rav Yehuda use the criteria of Efshir? When there's no difference between Mechaven or not Mechaven, that's where it's Efshir. However, where it's Loy Efshir, then Rav Yehuda is not going to make it across the board that there makes no difference between Mechaven and Eina Mechaven. He will hold that by Mechaven it is Usur. So the bottom line, we either have, according to the first Lashon, the Machlokes Abaye v'Rav is in Rav Shimon in a case of Efshir v'Loika Mechaven, and according to the Ikkadi Amri, the Machlokes Abaye v'Rav is in Rav Yehuda, and the case of the Machlokes is where it's Loy Efshir v'Ka Mechaven. Now our Amid Gemara here, and going into Amid Beis, is going to approach the Machlokas the way the Ikkadi Amri approaches it. That the Machlokas is in Rabbi Yehuda, in a case of Loy Efshir V'Ka Mechaven. I was thinking perhaps the reason the Gemara approaches the Machlokas according to the Ikkadi Amri is because it would fit in better, since the name of this sugya is in the middle of Daf Chof Amid Beis, Itmar Hano Habo Loy Lo'odom Bal Korchoi. It's coming to the person against his will. So that fits him better if the case is one of Loy Efshir. He has no alternative. Then we understand why it's Bal Korchoi. If the Machlokas is in Rav Shimon and it's a case of Efshir V'Loy Kamechavim, it's a little difficult. You may be able to give a teretz, but it doesn't fit in as smooth into the language of hano haboloi la'adam bal korchei, and perhaps this is one of the reasons why the Gemara is approaching the whole machlokas according to the Ikari Amri, and the Gemara is going to bring a proof that either Abaya or Rava is correct in their interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda by loy efshir v'kamacham, loy efshir, no alternative. That's hano haboloi la'adam bal korchei. And now we begin. Davchav vav amir aleph, third line, the end of the line. Amr Abai, says Abai, mino aminullah. How will I be able to bring a proof to you, according to the Ikad the Amri, that Rabbi Yehuda will hold it is mutter in a case of loy efshir, even though the person has kavana? The sani we learned in the brayso. Amr lova Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. They said about Rabbi Yechman Zakkai that on a yontiv when Klal Yisrael gathered in the base of Mikdash, shaya yoishiv betzilah shel heichal, that he would sit outside in front of the base of Mikdash in the shade of the heichal, and the heichal was 100 amos high. It was a very high building. And when the sun was up in the sky during the day, there was hano from the shade of the heichal. And there was no room in the heichal for Rabbi Yechman Zakkai to make his drasha, so he would sit outside, v'doirish kol yom kuloi, and he would darshan in the Hilchas HaChagas, Rashi tells us, the halachas of that yontav, a whole day. Frey the Gemara v'hoche here, deloy efshir, the person has no alternative. Rabbi Yechman Zakkai had to teach the halachas. And there was no room big enough to hold the crowd that came to hear Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. So that's a case, as Rashi explains, where it's loy efshir, I have no alternative. Mechavin. And yet, when it was a hot day and the sun was out, Rabbi Yechman Zakkai had enjoyment, he had intent to have hanoah from the shade of the Beis HaMikdash, and yet Vishari, how was he allowed to have hanoah from Hegdish? In this case, we see that it cannot be speaking according to Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, the main criteria is according to the Ikad the Amri in Kavana. And here there was Kavana. If there's Kavana according to Reb Shimon, it would definitely be Usher. So it must be going according to Reb Yehuda. So Abaya says, I've proven my point that where it's a case where it's loy efshir, I have no other alternative, as in the case of Rabbi Yechman Zakkai giving this drasha to the masses, if I am a chavin, the halach is shori, it's mutter. And l'chara, this would be a question on Rava. Rava disagrees, and Rava says it's no proof from Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. Shiny Heichel, the case of the Heichel is different. The Latoich Asui, the main way to have pleasure from the shade of the Beis HaMikdash is not for those who are outside the Beis HaMikdash, but rather to protect the person, the people who are inside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash from the elements. Therefore, as Rashi explains, the ain hanos silly nasr, the ain zeder hanosai. This is hanos shaloi kedarka. And therefore, even though hanos shaloi kedarka is aser midrabbanon, yet it will be mutter, the rabbanon would allow it because it's Talmud Torah derabim, the Rishonim speak out, and therefore it would be permitted. So Rava says you have no proof to the case of loy efshir v'kamachavin because this is a case of hanos shaloi kedarkai. Tosis points out, even though it does not say achila by this iser, and therefore, based on a Gemara before, wherever it does not say achila, even hanar shalai kedarka should be usser. But Tosis says we learn it out with exer shavra chet chet from meila. Meila is learnt out chet chet from truma, and by truma it does say achila. Therefore, it's considered as if it says achila by meila also, and therefore, based on the klal that the Gemara said before, ahanor shaloi kedarkoi by meila, the same as truma, would be mutter mitaraisa. It should be also mitarabbanan. The rabbanan were mekel where it's talmud Torah derabim. This is how Rava will explain this brisa and prevent a question from Abaya. Amar Rava, now it's Rava's turn. Rava wants to bring up a proof to himself again, according to the Ikadi Amri, in the case of Loy Efshir v'Kamachavim, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold, according to Rava Shita, that it would be Usser. Rav Amar, mina amina law. From where will I bring you a proof? The Sanhedrin learned in the Brisa. Lulin haya psuchin bali is based kachar kadoshim. There were hatches in the upper story, which was above the kadosh kadoshim, and those hatches would open. Shebahan mishal shalom so umnim betevas. They would lower down the umnim in boxes, and the boxes prevented the people who had to make a certain repairs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, those workmen, and they would not be able, because of the mechitza of the boxes, Kadesh Yuzunu, a name based Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would not be able to look at the Kodesh HaKadoshim and have pleasure from the sight that they would see. Vahacha here, Deloy Efsher. This is a case again of Loy Efsher. Because, in other words, if they would not be in boxes, if they would just walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they would be able to see the beautiful sight, it would be usher. We're doing it in a teva to prevent them. And what is this a case of? It's a case of loy efsher, because the person has to make the repairs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the solution to put them into a box is a tircha yisera. And Tosfos and Rav Chofei Amud Beis tells us that that's the criteria of loy efsher. When something is very difficult, that's considered loy efsher. And the kamachavin, if the person would walk in and see it, it would be a case of loy efsher, and he would have kavana and enjoy this sight. And it's usher, because that's why we go to the extreme and we lower them in the boxes. So Rava says, I have a proof to myself that loy efsher v'kamachavin is usher. Even though Tosfos and the other Rishonim point out, the Gemara could have simply have answered, Abaye could answer, for example, that this is going according to Rav Shimon. And since according to Rav Shimon, the main criteria is kavana, here you have kavana, and therefore would be usher. But the Gemara does not give this answer, because the Gemara wants to try to say that even if this price was going according to Rav Yehuda, there would not be any raya. As the Gemara continues and says, V'tizbra, and explain this, V'ha Amar Rav Shimon ben Pasi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi Mishim bar Kapora. Rav Shimon ben Pasi said in the name of Rav Shimon Levi, in the name of Bar Kapora, Koil umar v'reach ein ben mishum ilah. As Rashi explains, the sound of the klishir when they were making music in the Beis Hamikdash. Mara, looking around at the beautiful construction and sites in the Beis Hamikdash. V'reach, the smell of the ketores, all of these three items, ein ben mishum ilah. There is no din mi'ilah midaraisa in these three items, because they ain't by mamish. There's nothing tangible there in sight and sound and smell, and therefore there's no me'ilah midaraisa, even though it would be usher d'rabbanan. However, why would the Rabbanim make a person in the case of loy efsher go to the extreme of being lowered in a box? The Rabbanim wouldn't have done their gzeira in that case. So why, in fact, did the Rabbanim insist that they should be lowered in boxes? Ella, we must say, continues the Gemara, ma'ala osu b'beis kodesh kadashim, that the Chachamim said, since we're dealing with the kodesh kadashim, we're going to make a certain a certain greatness to working in the confines of the kodesh kadashim, that even though really the Rabbanim shouldn't have insisted on their din, but they did insist because you're dealing with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Mimela Abaya is responding to Rav's proof and saying that normally we would say, according to Rav Yehuda, that Lo Yefshev Kamachavin is Mutter, like my Shita is. Why over here do we find that it's Usher? Because we must say that really there's no Din Mi'ili here at all. It's only that the Rabbanan did a Mila in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's why, even if it's loy efsher v'kamachavin, they made the mila that it should be usher. But if you were not dealing with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Abai insists that Rav Yehuda would be makel by loy efsher, even though it's kamachavin. Ikad the Amri Sam say, the proof was a little different. Amar Rava, Rava said, no, Amin Allah, how will I prove to you my sheet that by loy efsher v'kamachavin, the halacha would be, according to Rav Yehuda, that it's usher? The sign we learned in Rebrai. So Amar Rav Shimon ben Pasi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara. These three items do not have a din meila, so we can deduce meila hu deleka. There is no din meila ha isura ikka, but there is an isur rabbanan. And who are we talking about? My love, isn't it talking about to those Jews who were inside the Beis HaMikdash, the Loyafshir, Vikamechavin Vaaser, there in the Beis HaMikdash. So they automatically smell the Ketoris. They see the sights. They hear the sound of the musical instrument. So it's a case of Loyafshir. They have to be there. By the avoider, they have to be there, v'kamechaven, and they are enjoying all these things. And we say it's usher. So Rava says, I have a proof according to Rabbi Yehuda, loy afshu kamechaven. It's usher. The Gemara answers, no proof. Loy lois noim de bechutz. That when Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said that ein b'mishum ilam midaraisa b'midarabon, and there is an isser. We're speaking about for those Jews who are standing on the outside. For them, it's not a case of loy efsher. For them, it's a case of efsher. They don't have to smell the ketoris. They don't have to see what's doing inside the kacher kedoshim. And therefore, that's considered efsher. They don't have to see what's doing in the base of mikdash. And therefore, it's considered a case of efsher v'kamachavin. Efsher v'kamachavin. Everybody's moided that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din would be usher. There's no proof to the dispute between Abaye and Rava by a case of loy efsher v'kamachavim. Gufa, we learned before. Amar Rav Shimon Pazir, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapar, Koylu Mar V'reich, Ein Ben Mishum Me'ila. For Edi Gemara, is that so? V'reich, Ein Ben Mishum Me'ila, V'atani, we learned in the Braisa. Hamifate Mesekatoris, if somebody compounds the 11 ingredients, the spices that went into the Ketoris. If he does it, lehislamed, if he does it at home in order to practice how to do it correctly in the Beis HaMikdash, lehislamed bo, oilemoish letzibur, or he is making the Ketoris, but his intent is to give it over to the Beis HaMikdash, to the community. The halacha is, even though he did it in his house, but he's doing it litzarech gavoya, so potter, he's potter from the isser that the Torah says, ish asher yaseh chamayu lahariach bavanichmas, as Rashi brings down the pasuk in Shmoy's Perik Lamed, that a person who will make the prescription, the exact ingredients, the way it's made in the Beis HaMikdash, he will get chorus, but this person is not doing it for his own enjoyment. He's doing it to give it over or to learn how to do it for the purpose of the tzibur. He is potter from chorus. Lohariachba. But if he makes the compound, in fact, for his own benefit, and he copies the exact recipe that was in the Beis HaMikdash, chayiv, then that person is chayiv chorus. What about if a person smells the Ketoras, which was made for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? He did not make it. He's just smelling it. V'hamariach bo potter. If he smells the one that's made for the Beis HaMikdash, he's potter from kares, because it's only if he makes it for his own enjoyment, he copies the recipe and has hanoah, then he's chayv kares. But if he smells that which was made for the tzarech gavoya, he's potter from kares. El shemal. But he did have hanoah from hegdish, and he'll be chayv a korban for me'ila. What do we see from here? That a person can be oiver me'ila by smelling. And we said before, from Rav Shimon Pazir, in the name of Rav Shimon Balevi, Mishum Bar Kapora, that reyach is one of the three things, that ain't by Mishum Me'ila. We have a steer to that. Elam Rapapa changes what we think about this and says the following. Koil Umara ain't by Mishum Me'ila. That remains, as we said before, that the hearing the musical instruments or seeing the beautiful buildings and items that were in the Beis HaMikdash, that is ein boi mamish, and therefore there's no me'ila. There's nothing tangible there. Lefish ein boi mamish. However, v'reyach, a smell. Since the smell is coming from the Ketoris, as Rashi explains, is considered yesh boi mamish. It is something tangible there. And therefore, we're going to have to answer this problem in the following way. La'acher shetal tumru rasoi, after the column of the spices went up, the smell went up, the burning ketoris, the column went up, ein boi mishumila. Hoyel v'nasim mitzvah soi, because the mitzvah was already done. So once the mitzvahs are already done, if a person has a nor from it, then, as Rashi says, that ein tzarich gavoya oid ba yotzisa mechlal kachi Hashem. So then, once the mitzvah was done correctly, even if a person smells of it later, it's already not considered hegdish, and therefore there is no din mila. So where we learned that there will be a korb mila, that's what it's speaking about, where the person was smelling for hana before the mitzvah was done, and where we learned that the person would be potter from mi'ila in the case of reyach, that we'll be speaking about after the mitzvah was done. Frey, the Gemara Lamaimer, should we say, the Chol Hechad Anas Mitzvosoi, that any case where a mitzvah was done in something, Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila, there is no Din Me'ila, should we learn that out from this Indian that we just spoke about, that Reyach has no Din Me'ila after Tala Tumu Rasoi, because Anas Mitzvosoi, we see not like that, very Trumas Hadeshen, there was a mitzvah every day to take, as Rashi brings down, a maloi machta, a frying pan full of the trumas hadeshen, this would be the ashes of the wood that was brought on top of the mizbeach. And the koyin would take it off the mizbeach and put it down on the ground next to the mizbeach. As the pasuk says, v'somoy etzla mizbeach, he should put it down next to the mizbeach. So Trumas Hadeshen, the Nasa Mitzvah, the mitzvah was done. It was burnt. The wood was burnt. It now was ashes. The mitzvah was done. V'yeshba mishamil, there's still a din mil. The chsiv is soma, you should put it. Eitzalam is beyach. As Rashi says, Alma te'una gniza. We see from this that you have to hide it. It got nivla, it got soaked into the ground. And as the Gemara continues, Shaloi Yefazu, you shouldn't spread this all over. Visamoi Shaloi Yehenna, you shouldn't have a no. You should put it right next to the Mizbeach in one place. It should get absorbed into the ground, and you should not have a no from it. I was Nas Mitzvah, and you're telling me by Reyach of the Ketores, once was Nas Mitzvah, there's no Din Me'ila. The Gemara answers, because we only find two halachas in the Torah where Nasa Mitzvah is Aser, and then we have the rule of Shnei Ksuvim Abom Ke'echad Ein Melamdim, that if the Torah would only tell me a din one time, then we can say that that's a binyan av to learn from there to the entire Torah. But where the Torah tells me a din twice in two different halachas, we say that those are the two exceptions to the rule, and they are not used to learn out with a Bameh Matzinu to the entire Torah. Mishum Dehavi Trumas Hadeshin, which we just spoke about, Ubig De Kohana, and the Begadim of a Kohen Gadol, the four Big De Lovin that a Kohen Gadol wore on Yom HaKippur, which would be the Ksonis, the Shirt, the Mechnasayim, the Pants, Mitznefes, the Turban, Va'avnet, and the Belt. So these four, one would not be allowed to have anor from them even after they were used. So we have Trumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kohen, Shnei Ksuvim Abom Ke'echad, two Ksuvim, two Psukim that come together, V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Abom Ke'echad. And any time you have in the Torah where you have two mitzvahs that tell you the same halacha, Ein Melamdim, we do not use them to teach us to the other dinim of the Torah, and we say the other dinim of the Torah have a different halacha. There you would be able to have a no from them, as we found by Reyach of Ketores after Talat Murasa. You would be able to have a no after Nasa Mitzvasai. And the only exceptions to the rule are these two exceptions of Trumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kuna. Trumas Hadeshen Hodei Amorin, that we spoke about before, where it's Osir V'samoy, you have to put it Eitzlam Mizbeach, and you cannot have a no from it. Big Day Kuna, Dechsev, Inichim Sham. It says concerning the Big Day Kuna that after the Kohen Gadol took it off, he would place it there, and he would not use it anymore. Malamit, Shatun, and Geniza. They have to be put away, they have to be hidden, and no one's allowed to use them again. The Gemara asks the question, Ha, Nicha, this is good, the Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, the Amri Malamit, Shatun, and Geniza, that they are of the opinion that the Big Day Kohen of Isam, Vinichim Sham, that you have to hide them, put them away, you can't use them anymore. El, Rabdoisa, according to Rabdoisa. The Poligalau, he argues on the Rabbanon, Domer, and he says, Avaruyi name the Kohen Hedjit. Since these are the same four begotim that a Kohen Hedjit wore a whole year round, the Kohen Hedjit could use these arba begotim of the Kohen Gadol a year round. And according to Rabbi Yisro, continues the Gemara, my v'nichem sham. So what does it mean you should put it over there? Shelo yishtamish b'em b'yom kippur ma'achar. The Kohen Gadol should not use them again another Yom Kippur. However, the Kohen Hedget could use them for the rest of the year. So we see that even though it was Nasim Tzvasoy on the first Yom Kippur, you are able to have Hanoah from them. So you cannot tell me that Trumas Hadeshin and Big Day Kuna are Shnei Ksuma Bom Kech Ve'em Olamdim. Ma'ik L'meimar. What can you say then? My question comes back that there's only one case, which is Trumas Hadeshin, where Nasa Mitzvasa is Aser. So why don't I use that and learn out from Trumas Hadeshin to the whole Torah that by Nasa Mitzvasa, it's Aser in Hanoah. The Gemara answers, I still have two things. Mishum David Trumas Hadeshin, Ve'egla Rufa, Shneksum Abom Ke'echod. Egla Rufa is where a mace was found, and we do not know which city it's from. We measure it, we don't know who the murderer is, and there's a whole process. The closest city, the elders of the city have to say that we did not cause the murder of this individual, and the Egla is chopped its neck off, and the special halacha of Egla Arufa, and one is not allowed to have anoah from the Egla Arufa. So Trumas Hadeshin and Egla Arufa, even after Nasa Mitzvasai, even after the process has ended, one cannot have Hanoah from the Egla Arufa, and that remains Shneksum Abom Ke'echad, and as we learned before, V'chol Shneksum Abom Ke'echad Eim Alamdim, so we cannot learn out from Trumas Hadeshin, because it has a partner. The partner is Egla Arufa. In both of them, the case is that even though Nasim Mitzvah, it's Osir Ba'noah, that cannot be a limit for the rest of the Torah. Frey the Gemara, Ha Nichla Mandi Omer Eim Alamdim. That's good according to the Mandi Omer, who says that Shneksum Abom Ke'echad Eim Alamdim. El Mandi Omer Alamdim, there is a Mandi Omer who says that two psukim that come together, you do learn from them. It's only three psukim that come together that are exceptions to the rule. But two psukim, in fact, serve as a binyan av to the rest of the Torah. Then the question comes back, why don't we learn from Trumas Hadeshin and from Egla Rufa that Nasa Mitzvah is Aser Ba'noah, Ma'ikel Meimer? What can you answer me now? And for the Gemara, because not only are these two psukim that tell us this then, but in each pasuk it has a special miut. Trei meute ksivi, ksiv v'samoy. By the case of Trumas Hadeshin, it says v'samoy etzalam is beyach, so you put it and nothing else. Uksiv, and by Egla Rufa it says ho arufa. Ho arufa means the one that the neck was broken, only that one and nothing else. So since it's not only two psukim, but also in each pasuk there is an additional miut, therefore even the Mandi Omer who says Shneksum Abom Kechad Melamdim will agree that here it's Ein Melamdim. We cannot use this as a precedent to teach us what the din is by the whole Torah, and therefore we remain that the only exception to the rule of Nasa Mitzvasa is Mutter Bano. The only exceptions are two, and they are Trumas Hadeshin and Egla Rufa. And according to one Mandi Omer, another exception would be Trumas Hadeshin and Big Day Kuna. Toshima, we come back to the Sugya, the Machlokes of Abaye Verava in Rabbi Yehuda, by the case of Loi Efshir Vika Mechavan. Toshima, Hichnisa L'Rifka, if you took the Egla Rufa and you hitched up the Egla Rufa to a team of oxen, and one of the other three animals that were on this team, there were four that used to do the threshing in the threshing floor. One of them was the mother of the Egla Rufa, and the owner took the Egla there to nurse from its mother. That was his intention. At the same time, the Egla was helping the team of oxen do the threshing. Ichnis l'rifka v'dasha, and she threshed with her mother and the other ox, other cows together. Ksheira. The halacha is that she is still kosher for Egla Rufa, even though there's a halacha of Egla Rufa that you cannot do any avodah asher loy ubad bo. There's no work that this Egla ever did. But since the owner over here does not have intention to have his Egla threshing, So therefore, it is not a chesaron. There is nothing that has been transgressed concerning asher loy ubad bo. It is not considered as if the calf has in fact done an avoda, which would postulate for an egla rufa. But however, if the owner had a dual intention, bishril shetinek vitidosh, he wanted the calf to nurse from the mother, but at the same time he also was very happy that it's threshing as well, then it's considered that the egla did an avoda psula, then she becomes puzzle for the mitzvah of egla rufa. Vahacha, the Gemara asks, it's a case of loy efsher. The calf has to nurse from the mother, and the mother right now is threshing, so that's considered loy efsher to do it in any other way except for the egla to thresh with the mother. V'kav mechaven, and the owner has kavana that he wants the egla not only to nurse but to thresh at the same time. Uktani psula, and we learned that it becomes possible. So Rava says, l'chayr, it's a proof to me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it's totally in Efsher, here's a case where even though it's loy Efsher, but since it's Mechavin, Rabbi Yehuda will hold it's possible. The Gemara says, no proof. Abai can answer, Shani Hashem, there it's different. Dichsiv asher loy ubad ba. It could be b'chol Torah that loy Efsher become Mechavin is mutter, but over here the Torah went out of its way and said, loy ubad, that there was no work done whatsoever. So therefore, only over here would it be possible. Gemara asks Akasha, if you have this pasuk of loy ubad ba, that in any event, any type of a voter that did its pasul, yachi afil reisha nami. So why is it then that it's only pasul when it was not only nursing, but the owner had kavana for threshing? Even if there was no kavana for threshing, even if the owner's kavana was only nursing, it should also be possible. Yach afil reisha nami. The Gemara answers, holoi damya. This is a case of egla rufa can be compared to the case of por aduma. Elalaha, it's compared to this. Shachan ala oif. The din is that there, even though it says by poraduma shaloi ola ola oil, which means a real heavy yoke, but we learn out from Xer Shava that even other avodas are us. So we learn it out from Xer Shava to Egla Rufa that any type of work, even not a heavy work, even not a heavy load on the animal, even something like a minor load would also be a puzzle for the paraduma, would disqualify this red cow as being the paraduma. The Gemara says, Shachan ala oif, that if a bird rested on top of the cow of the paraduma, it is yet kosher. However, ala ala zachar psula, but if it was mating with a male, it is puzzle. My time, what is the reason? Amar Rapapa's Rapapa explains the difference between these two malachas. In one case, the bird was on its mutter, the other case of the zachar, it's pasul. So the Rapapa explains as follows. Iksiv avad, so even though this pasuk Rashi points out is by the egla rufa, but since we have Xer Shav, it's as if it was written by the paradum, and the Gemara is equating the two halachas. Iksiv avad, if it would say, asher loy avad, that the owner did not make it do an avod or karinin avad, if we would not only have it written that way, but it would be read that way, I would say, what? When does it become disqualified? Ad ovid bo iu. It's only when the owner has intent for the animal actually to do this avoda. Iksev ubad, and if it would say it was worked, v'karinen uva ubad, and I would read it that way, ubad, afilim emela nami, then I would say any way that it did a malacha, even if it did it by itself, even without the owner's intent. But what is the facts? It doesn't say ovad, it doesn't say uvad. What does the Torah say? Hashta dichsiv ovad. It's only written ovad, v'karinen, and we read it, ubad. So in other words, the kri and the ksiv are different. The way you read it is different the way it's written. So then I learn out the following. Ubad dumya da avad, that when it happens by itself, it has to be the same as when he had intent for the animal to do the avoda. Ma avad denichle, just like when he has intent, the owner has intent, he wants the animal to do this particular avoda, and then the poraduma or the egla rufa become possible. Af ubad denichle, even when it happens by itself, it's not always usher, it's only usher when he has hanoah from it, when it's pleasing to the owner that it happened. In other words, he didn't go ahead and have intentional mitchila, but now that it happened, it pleases him. So by the bird, he doesn't care one way or the other if the bird is on there. It's not nichatim that the bird is on top of the pardum, and therefore the pardum is kshera. However, when it mates with the zacher, and he could have children from this the mating, so then it's nicha for the owner. So even though it happened by itself, he didn't cause it, that would be a prohibition that the Torah would say is usher. So the same thing as Rashi explains, now that we made a comparison between Egla Rufa and Por Aduma, we will say that if it happened by itself, and he had intention that it should nurse, and he didn't have intention that it should thresh, even though it threshed at the same time, so that will be mutter, because that's considered loy nichale, and that's what we learn out from Por Aduma, the Xereshav Egla Rufa the Por Aduma, that is not a problem. Where is it a problem? Where he has kavana, not only should it nurse, but it should also thresh. So he was nicha with the threshing, and in such a case, then it will be usur for, and it'll disqualify it as a Egla Rufa or as a Por Aduma. Toshima will bring another proof to our Shiloh, the Machlokas, to Nabai Varava in Rabbi Yehuda of Loy Efshev Kamachavin. Aveda, if a person has an Aveda, which he has an obligation to return to the owner, and he has to take care of it, that it shouldn't get ruined, and if he has a garment, one of the ways of taking care of it is from time to time he has to spread it out. You should not spread it out. Loyal gabi mita, not on a bed. Loyal gabi mogana, not on a peg. Litzor choy, when he wants to use it for his own purpose, that it should look, his house should look beautiful because of the furnishings and the coverings that he has from this item of clothing or a cover. Avul shaitcha, but he does stretch it out. When the garment, when the article of clothing requires that it, in order that the, as Rashi explains, the moths should not eat it, it requires it for it to be spread out. And then he's allowed to do it, al gabi mitva, al gabi mogad, on top of a bed or on a peg. What happens if guests come to his house? Then he should not spread it out, not on a bed and not on a peg. And it doesn't make a difference, bein litzarcha, whether it's good for the item of clothing, bein litzarcha, or whether it's good for him, which is certainly, he should not spread it out. Now, this is a case where it's litzarcha, where the item will benefit, and the guests come. So on the one hand, he's pleased to show off this item and this item in front of the guests. So that's mechaven, but it's also a case of loy efsher. He has no alternative because the garment requires, in order to save the garment, that he spreads it out. So this is a case of loy efsher v'kam mechaven. And what do we see? It's usher. So Rava says, I have a beautiful raya to myself that Rabbi Yehuda would hold. Loy efsher v'kam mechaven is usher. Gemara says, no, shiny hasim there, it's different. The color law that when he spreads it out, even though it's loy efshir, but he's actually like destroying it, he's burning it in one of two ways, either because the evil eye, he's making an eye in horror on this thing, people are going to be jealous that he has such beautiful coverings for his furnishing, or actually maybe one of the guests is a ganav and he'll steal it. So therefore, that's really loy efshir kamachavin says abaya could be mutter according to Buda. Here it's usher because here be a dayim, he is going ahead and he's actually considered as if he's destroying it, and that's why if guests come he should not spread it out. Finally, the Gemara brings a proof, and this proof will be in the first shita where the machlokas between Abaya and Rava was in the case of Efsher Veloy Kamachavin, and the machlokas between Abaya and Rava is in Rab Shimon. Would Rab Shimon agree where it's Loy Mechavin, but it's Efsher, that it's Usser or not? Abaya said Mutter, and Rava said Usser. Toshima, from a case of Klayim. We have a mission in Klayim. Moichrik Sus, that people who sell garments, Moichrik Kedarkin, even if the garments are Klayim, they are allowed to sell it as they usually do, and the people, the sellers, the custom was they would try it on for the potential customers to see, and even though the thing may be made out of klayim, the person's allowed to put it on, even though there's shatnez in it, because the isser of shatnez is when a person has hanoah. And here he has no hanoah from the actual garment itself. He's just using it to show people what it looks like. So, Marech Mekedarchen, he's allowed to do that. Ubuvad, shalo yischavim b'cham neachamo, as long as during the heat he
does not have kavana to use it as a covering from the sun, or b'kshamim by the rain, mipnei hakshamim, that is using it as a covering from the elements, from the rain, the snow, because that would be considered that he has kavana intent for the hanoah of the garment, that would be usur. But if he doesn't have such kavana, he's allowed to put it on. Vatsnuim, and those who are more scrupulous, the people who are tsanua, mafshilu lachareim b'makol, they put it on a stick behind their backs, and that's how they display it to the potential customer. Now, however, that's a chumrah, that's for tsnuin, but a regular person is in fact allowed to put it on his body. The seller can always act like the tsnuin and put it on the stick. So it's a case of efshir. And yet we say that if he doesn't have kavana for the rain or the sun, it's mutter, v'chiloy mechavin shori. It is mutter. So it's a case of efshir, you have an alternative, and if you put it on your body, it's still mutter because you don't have kavana. So l'chayru we see, t'yufta l'man d'masni, l'shnekama, d'rava t'yufta. So here the Gemara, although it did not bring any conclusive proof to the second ikediyamri machlokus between Abai and Rava in Rabbi Yehuda, here in Rabbi Shimon, we do have a proof to Abai that Abai is right, that by efshir, still, Rab Shimon, who puts the main criteria on kavana, if there's no kavana, even though you had an alternative and you didn't use it, that is not considered like kavana, and Rab Shimon would still permit it. To yufta, this in fact is an upshlug, it's not just a kasha, but this totally proves that the correct Mandiyomer in the first Lishnakama is Abaya, that by Efshir v'loika mechavin Reb Shimon would be mater, and not like Rava, who said that Reb Shimon in that case would hold Aser Tiyufta, it's a Tiyufta. The Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says v'lo yasik, but he should not use chametz which he's burning to fire up an oven. Taner Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned Taner shesiku beklipe arla, if somebody took the shells of, let's say, a pomegranate, which was orla, and by orla, the isser is that the pre is not allowed to be eaten, and he used the you're not supposed to have anof from it as well, and he used the shells to fire up a new tanner. A oven has to be first fired up before it's used. And how did he fire it up? With klipe orla, which are considered, as Rashi says, part of the pre and prohibited in anno. Oy, bekashin. Or he used the kashin, he used the straw, shalklaya karim, of shatnez, or where you put klayim together, a mixture of the kerem and let's say a wheat, and you may had klayim from it, so that that straw is usher because by klayim it does not say pre, so any part of the vegetable is prohibited if it's from klaya kerem. Chadash yutat. So if he used it to fire up a new oven, now part of the oven it was fired up from Isuri Hano, you have to break the oven, you cannot use it for further baking in that oven, Yashan. But if it was had already been fired up, and it had been fired up with non-Isuri Hano, so the oven is totally kosher, so then you're just not allowed to use the warmth that was produced through these Isuri Hano, then what you do before you bake bread in it is yutzan, you let it cool off. Then you're not having any Hano from the Isuri Hano, and then you make a new fire with non-Isuri Hano and you bake your bread. What happens in a case where offer by a sapas, and as Rashi explains, that the fire from the Isuri Hano was in the oven as you were baking the bread, so the bread is getting Hano from that those Isuri Hano that are burning in the oven. So Rabbi Yomer Hapas Asura, the pas is prohibited, you're not allowed to eat that bread. It had, as Rashi explains, Yeshvach Atse Isur Bepas, because you're having a direct pleasure from the wood into the bread. It's prohibited. Chachamim Oimrim, no. Hapas Muteres. The Pas is Muter. Because the Chachamim say, Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepash. Bepas. The bread is not considered that it's having Hanoah from, directly from the Isuri Hanoah. Rather, it's not having Hanoah from the Klipe Orla or the Kashin. It's having Hanoah from that part of the kashner klipa'ala that were burnt already. So that's not considered, that's the Rabbanan Shita of Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas. So HaPas Muteris. Bishal Gabi Cholim. Let's say you had coals that were made from the Klippi Orla or Kashin, the Suri Anah, Divar Kol Mutter. Everybody holds it's Mutter. Because, according to everybody there, you're not having Hanah directly from the wood. You're having Hanah from a derivative of the wood, from the coals. So, and certainly, as Rashi points out, if you cleared away all the coals and all you have left is the heat which has emanated from the coals, so certainly, there we are called mutter because you're not having a direct pleasure from the Yisuri Hanah in the bread. The Gemara asks a question, what are you telling me that if it's chadash, the oven is, you have to break it? And if it's old, you just let it cool off. What time we learned in the Brisa Bein Chodesh Bein Yashin Yutzan, that in both cases, even by a new oven, all you have to do is let it cool off. The Gemara answers like Kasha, that's not difficult. Har Rebbe, Var Rabbanon. In other words, the Gemara is saying that even though we had the Machlokes Rebbe at the Rabbanon at the end of the previous Brisa, when it's speaking about the bread, but really that Machlokes could apply to the Tanner as well. According to Rebbe, who holds Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pas, so who adin Yeshvach Eitzim B'Tanner. That's why you have to break the Tanner, because you have a direct Hanor from the wood into the Tanner. But according to the Rabbanan, who hold the Pas is Mutter, because they hold Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas, you're only having Hanor from that which was burnt from the Eitzim, not directly from the Eitzim themselves. So who adin, we will say, in the oven as well, that Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Tanner. And therefore the Rabbanan will hold that by Chodesh, you don't have to break it, you can use it, you just have to let it cool off. The Gemara asks the question, how can you tell me that the one who would say yutatz to break it is the same one Rebbe who holds by the bread its usher will hold that the oven has to be broken? When the Rebbe hold that it's also that's only by bread, because you have a direct hanah from the wood into the bread. But zev zegar mishamatle, where do we know the Rebbe would hold that if there's two causes like over here by the oven? By the oven, if I'm going to subsequently use this oven that had been fired up with isuri hanah, and even if I'll hold yeshvach etzim betaner, but now if I use kosher wood, so to speak, in other words, I'll use wood that is not asur ba. So the subsequent bread that I'm going to use in that treif oven of Isuri Anah that was fired up with Isuri Anah, but now in the bread I have two causes. I have the oven and the kosher wood. So how do we know the Rebbe would hold that if there's two causes that Zev Zegar is Asur? If it's the fire, the Eitzim going into the oven itself, into the bread itself, so that causes the bread to be Asur. But here, what's going into the bread, it's going to be the oven and the kosher wood. That's Zev Zegar. There's one cause that's no good. There's one cause that is kosher. Maybe Rebbe holds that that's mutter. El Eloi Kasha, the Gemara says that it's no question. Har Rab Lezer, Har Rabbanan. Rab Lezer, in fact, is the one who we find that holds that Zev Zegarim is Usser. And the Gemara now is going to try to find which Rab Lezer it is. Hi, Rab Lezer. Which Rab Lezer are we speaking about? Elam Rab Lezer is Sar. If it's Rab Lezer concerning Sa'ir, something that's unleavened, the Snan we learned. Sa'ir Shalchulun. If there was unleavened from chulin, which is non-truma, regular grain, or there and also there was or of truma shenaflu tachisa that fell into a dough, the ein bazekadei lahachmitz, ein bazekadei lahachmitz, and both the soar of chulin did not have enough to make it into chametz, and also the soar of truma did not have enough to make it into chametz v'nitztarfu, but together they had enough of a quantity to make it into chametz v'chimtzu, and they caused this to become chametz. So the question is this considered chulin? Or is it considered truma? So Rab Lezer says, "Achar achron anibo." I always go after the last one. If the last one that fell in was the chulin, it remains chulin. If the last one that fell in was truma, it remains truma, and will have all the dinim of truma. Only a kohen will be able to eat it. The chachamim and the chachamim disagree, and they say, "Bein shenafel ishul lechatchila, bein shenafel ishul b'soif." Whether the truma fell in first or whether the truma fell in last, la'olam ein oiser, it does not prohibit ad. And now we turn to the Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Atchei Boy Kedei LaHachmitz. Abaya in the next year will extrapolate exactly how we learn from this brisa, this machlokas by Sor, that Rab Lezer is of the opinion that Zev Zegarim is Usser.